Hello and welcome to the latest Progress Wrestling Hype Show. I'm Jonas from the Wrestling with Jonas podcast, and joined as always by my co-host, good friend, ring announcer extraordinaire, Mike Mad Dog Angus. Mike, it's been a while since we've done one of these, a few weeks at least. How are you doing?
Oh, it certainly has been, Jonas. Yeah, we've been absolutely hectic at Progress, of course. So we've been on tour all over the country for the Deadly Viper tour. And we've had some great returns back to Progress recently. Some absolutely brilliant wrestlers have washed up on our shores and come and had a wrestle in the UK. I know our fans have thoroughly enjoyed it. We've all had a great time. And we're looking forward to some more shows. Three weekends on the bounce in the next 3 weeks. Ooh. We're heading to Manchester, Cardiff, and then down to the Electric Ballroom in London. And as always, we cannot wait to bring all the action to the Progress faithful.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, a busy 3 weeks ahead, but it seems like you've had a busy 3 weeks before now, because you've been on the Deadly Viper tour, and we're going to go through the latest happenings. Of course, we had the latest show from the ballroom. Was it to handshakes and cheeseburgers? And we had Matt Cardona there, Effie, Joey Janela, and all the Progress regulars, Gene Money, Spike Treve, and he was involved in an excellent world title match against Drew Parker, of course. And that is available already on the WWE Network, on Progress On Demand. So go and check that out. You will not be disappointed. I caught up with it a few days ago. A fantastic chapter from Progress. And like I say, it was Progress versus GCW. And some of the best independent talent from the whole world were in the ballroom that Sunday. But today we are here to talk about, predominantly, the next leg of the Deadly Viper Tour, codename Sidewinder. We can still see you there, Mike, just popping over there, over the wall there, from the Manchester O2 Ritz this coming Sunday, the 9th of October. And it's, I think, the second to last leg of the Deadly Viper Tour. But Mike, I'll show you pretty face again there. Like I say, we will be touching and hyping up their matches very, very soon. But as we said earlier, it's been a busy few weeks for Progress. We mentioned the last chapter show at the ballroom. And of course, we've had shows in Birmingham. Californian Mountain Snake was the previous Deadly Viper Tour leg last month, 25th September, from the O2 Academy. And of course, more recently, we've had the return of the Fly from the Dome in Tufnell Park just 2 days after the show in Birmingham. So let's go through some of the recent happenings before we talk about the Manchester leg. And of course, going back to Birmingham. And a fantastic show, lots of returns. Of course, we saw the return to a Progress ring of Millie McKenzie, and she had a fantastic all-out brawl with Laura DiMatteo. That's one you do not want to miss. And of course, we had CPF, Maverick Mayhew, Danny Black going up against the returning Aussie Open, former Progress World Tag Team Champions, of course. And that's another amazing match that you do not want to miss when that match drops on demand and on the WWE Network very soon. And we'll give you some dates for when these shows will be dropping. And then, of course, we had
Shigehiro Irie, was the pronunciation, Jonas. Amazing wrestler. And yeah. It was absolutely brilliant to welcome all these guys back. Aussie Open were absolutely outstanding. Brilliant to welcome back Millie McKenzie. And, Irie, had a couple of great matches over the 2 days. And, look at that athleticism on that guy. And look at the strength of Gene Money to be throwing that big hoss about like that. That's been strength there. Gene's been hitting the gym hard, and he's and then I've heard he's been hitting the water parks hard this week as well, so he's going to be well rested and ready for action.
indeed. And then we saw Lycos Jim the going up against the returning Chris Brooks and Takanashi. And that was a hell of a treat for the fans in the Birmingham O2 there. What a fantastic match. And, of course, Chris Brooks and Takanashi tied up Lycos Jim like a couple of pretzels there. But that has to be seen with your own two eyes when it drops on demand. And then, of course, we had a Progress Atlas Division Championship match. Big Damo versus Luke Jacobs. And at the end of the match, we saw a returning Ethan Allen. And looks like that's going to be a reformation of the Young Guns. But any thoughts on those two matches? Certainly the return of Chris Brooks to a Progress ring and a fantastic Atlas Championship match, Mike.
Yeah, amazing. Chris Brooks, what an absolute legend. It was great to see him back. What a professional. And, you know, to bring Master Takanashi with him as well. And he showcased himself so well. Brilliant, the CDK. And obviously a big shout out to our photographers, you know, Rob Brazier from Head Drop and the other guys doing the photos there on that day. But look at some of the action that they've captured there. And look at that, the CDK tying them right up, as you said, like pretzels there. And Big Damo, for such a big guy, he does not get about well. And Luke Jacobs, absolute brilliant wrestler. Looking forward to seeing more of him in action. And still so young as well. Only 21 or 22, I think, 22. He is, Luke Jacobs. And I did hear that, unfortunately, Ethan Allen has picked up his injury has not quite recovered well enough. He was scheduled for the Young Guns to be appearing in Manchester with us this week. But I've read today that, unfortunately, Ethan has picked up a bit of a knock. So I'm not sure whether he'll still be there in Manchester on Sunday, but I'm sure he would like to be there still. So we'll have to see. But I wish him all the best in his recovery. And, you know, as soon as he does get back to a progress ring, that guy is going to be, you know, straight back to action. So we're looking forward to when he finally makes his return, and all the best to him with the recovery there.
Absolutely. And then we had a Progress women's title match. Kanji, the defending champion, the Dragon Slayer, going to battle against Lee McAteer's favourite wrestler.
Lana Austin. The Daily Star's favourite anyway, Jonas.
Well, yeah. She goes everywhere now, where she's never unaccompanied, of course. She accompanied to the ring with the Lana Austin Experience, of course. But a fantastic match was had between those two. And you'll have to see the match when it drops on demand to see who the winner was out of those two. And then, of course, we had a Progress World Championship match. Man Like the Reese versus the Sovereign Lord, Spike Treve, of course. And like I say, two tremendous championship matches to close out that Birmingham leg, Mike.
Yeah, it was amazing. Great show. And the people of Birmingham really welcomed us with open arms. It was Pride weekend in Birmingham, so the city was packed. They had the Arnold Classic on as well in the city at that time, so there was all sorts going on. And it was great to see so many people in the O2 Academy enjoying themselves. And they were really loud in Birmingham. And it was you know, the wrestling, the action was absolutely brilliant. Such a great show. And everybody... really impressive. So yeah, it was great that we had the Fatal 4-Way as well for the qualifier for the NPS, the Natural Progression Series 8. You know, we had Peter Tiani over from Hungary, from Budapest. It was great to welcome him in a Fatal 4-Way, and he had Tom Felwell, the Mancunian Stallion. And also we had Alexander Roth and Harry Singh in that one. Harry had a bit of a special entrance, Jonas, as well, with the drums. What a live entrance that was. That's worth watching on its own.
Spectacular. And so tell me a little bit about Spike, because I understand that Spike Treve, in his championship match against Man Like De Reese, had a little bit of protection come down to the ring with him. Fill us in on that.
Yeah, well, the Sovereign Lord recently seems to have picked up a bit of a disciple, a Dark Guardian, so to speak. And it's a man I'm familiar with, but I'm not sure how well he's been introduced yet to our fans. But I know him as the one-man armory bullet, and he is a very dangerous individual. And anytime you see Spike Treve at the moment, he seems to be about and causing plenty of trouble for people. So make sure to check out what happened in Birmingham, because, you know, anywhere Spike goes, the Dark Guardian is not far away.
Absolutely. And as we mentioned, the Birmingham leg, California Mountain Snake of the Deadly Viper Tour, it actually drops on demand and the WWE Network this coming Saturday, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the 8th of October at 5 p.m. that afternoon, Mike. So lots to look forward to. We didn't give away any results there. I don't think there was any spoilers. We're going to leave it for you to make up your own mind. Progress always deliver. So please make sure you check that out and sign up to Progress on demand. I
guarantee 100% you're going to give away a spoiler by the end of this show, Jonas.
Not going to happen.
And there's cocktails riding on it again.
SoCal
Val and Simon Miller each want a cocktail if you botch anything up today, mate.
Not gonna happen. And then two days after the Birmingham leg, we had the return of the Fly from the Dome. Now, the last time we were at the Dome was during the 10th anniversary week, or the lead up to the 10th anniversary show, back in March, if I'm not mistaken. We were back there a couple of weeks ago, September the 27th, and another fantastic show. We saw the return of Rio, and she had an interesting match against Tonga. And like I say, lots of interesting action there between those two outstanding female performers on the Progress women's division.
So good to have them two back, by the way, John, is honestly.
Absolutely.
And Rio, absolutely brilliant athletes, brilliant wrestlers, and, you know, absolutely great. And Tonga was absolutely off the charts in this one, snatching the mic off Simon Miller, having all sorts of banter with the audience. And, you know, as always, Rio delivers. So great match, that one. Definitely want to watch back. And as well, yeah, we had even more action. Let's see if you...
Yeah, absolutely. Luke Jacobs up against Takanashi. Now, we saw Takanashi a couple of days earlier teaming with Chris Brooks to take on Lycos Gym. And here he was going up against, let's say, 22-year-old Luke Jacobs, who has had a tremendous 2022 in Progress Ring and up and down the UK, let's be honest. And you know that when you get those two in the ring, that's going to be some hard-hitting action. And it went from there to the Royal Aces versus the Lana Austin Experience. And L.A. Taylor, her first outing in a Progress wrestling ring. And that was a tremendous match. Lots of shenanigans, and all has to be seen to be believed when it drops the following week. Now, I think you mentioned the 15th of October is when the Return of the Fly is going to be dropping. But any memories going back to the Dome then, Mike?
Oh, mate, it was such a great evening. And the Dome is such an intimate venue, so everything's happening close up. And the audience in there is so loud because you're also packed in tight together. But a great show. Very impressed of L.A. Taylor. You know, she's over 6 foot tall and, you know, absolutely delivered wrestling from brilliance. Well done to her. And, you know, the only thing is that she's, you know, buddied up with Lana Austin, which is, you know, they're just causing havoc everywhere they go. So that's troublesome. It was great to welcome Violence is Forever over to the UK as well.
Absolutely.
Of course, Kevin Q and Dominic, and both matches they had were hard-hitting, brutal matches, and these guys leave it all in the ring. And as do Aussie Open, obviously, as you know. So that one is, you know, I've heard a lot of people talking about Aussie Open's match from this weekend as well, which is, you know, surely absolutely class-taking.
Breathtaking.
Oh, John as well. I'm sure you enjoyed that one, but if you didn't see the one from the Dome at Return of the Fly, you need to see that first because that was absolutely mind-blowing. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on the show. Ricky Knight Jr. and Peter Tiani put on an absolute banger. Ricky Knight Jr., you know, that guy is never going to let you down. He's, you know, he is the future of wrestling. And Peter from Hungary, over on his first tour, I believe, of the UK, you know, absolutely delivered himself, a brilliant talent, somebody I'm really looking forward to seeing back. Driller Dan Maloney is on an absolute roll this year, and the only thing I need to say about Dan is he needs to make sure he keeps his emotions in check, because you'll see when you watch back Fly, I think his anger got the better of him a little bit on that evening. But I tell you what, Elijah, his match against Dan Maloney absolutely brought the best out of Elijah. It was one of the best performances I've ever seen him put in the ring. And that's one you're definitely going to want to watch, because Elijah was an absolute standout that evening. So, you know, I've not had a chance to see him as much as I would have liked to in the past. But he showed absolutely that he could hang with the big boys, taking on the Driller.
Speaking of the big boys, Mike.
Exactly. As Simon would say, it was big men slapping meat, and it was Big Damo versus Irie. And that's one, you know, that we had to reinforce the ring for that one. I think Big Jack Saunders was under the ring holding it up half the time for this one, because with these two in there, anything could happen.
That's it. And then we had Chris Brooks.
Yeah, so he was taking on his former CCK tag team partner, Kid Lycos. And you know what? I'll just say, John, as this was one of the best wrestling matches I've ever witnessed live in my life. The storytelling in this one, and the raw emotion between the two of them, obviously from being a tag team and from the fans in attendance who are so close to the action and can feel everything that's going on in that match. This is one you're definitely going to want to watch, because it was brutal. It was, you know, emotions were all over the place. And I tell you what, it was an absolute masterpiece. And you may have seen a few photographs or whatever from before, seeing comments from people online reviewing it, saying how good a match it was. It is one definitely you do not want to miss. Make sure to go out your way to watch that main event from Return of the Fly. It was insane.
That's it. And the 15th of October. So obviously this coming Saturday, you've got the Birmingham leg of the Deadly Viper Tour. The following Saturday, the 15th of October, 5 p.m. that afternoon, we'll drop Progress Wrestling's Return of the Fly from the Dome. We've just recapped some of the action there, some of the matches. Once again, we've not given away any results, any spoilers. And so far, I don't owe anybody any cocktails. So that's good for me. But let's talk about the next show. And it is coming up this coming Sunday, the 9th of October. And it's going to be from the Manchester O2 Ritz, codename Sidewinder, the latest leg on the Deadly Viper Tour. The Deadly Viper Tour, it motors on. It's probably the best pro wrestling tour the UK has seen this year. And if you haven't been a part of it, you've got a chance to. Certainly with Manchester coming up on the 9th and then on the 16th, Cardiff. And we'll talk a bit about Cardiff a bit later on. But let's cover off, let's hype up, let's talk about some of the matches that we have to look forward to in Manchester this coming Sunday then, Mike. And we've got Leon Slater versus Liam Slater. So we know Leon Slater's having a blistering 2022, a real standout breakout year for him. He's winning championships all over the UK. Probably one of the best breakout stars anywhere this year, going up against Liam Slater, who is also from Bradford, same as Leon, but he's been doing a lot of great work over in the northeast of England. And I think he's the current North champion as well, but doing some outstanding work. And these two, I think, are going to set the O2 Ritz in Manchester alight with what we're going to see from these two on Sunday, Mike.
Yeah, the second quarterfinal in the Natural Progression Series 8. And, you know, of course, the youngest in charge, Leon Slater, has had some absolute bangers of matches this year. And I'll just tell you as well, Liam Slater, he qualified when he won earlier on the Deadly Viper Tour in Newcastle when he beat Shreddy and Screwface Ahmed. Mm. And obviously, it was his qualifying match and he's made it to this stage. But he could run into trouble here going against Leon Slater. One thing I do know is that there will definitely be a Slater in the semi-final.
Yes. And I don't know about Jonas messing up. I think that could be a tongue twister for the commentary team on Sunday. We'll see if they owe anybody any cocktails come the end of that broadcast. But as you mentioned, those two are going to be in a quarterfinal match for the Natural Progression Series tournament. And then we've got another quarterfinal match in the Natural Progression Series. And of course, it's going to be Tate Mayfair's going up against Sam Bailey. And Sam Bailey is a 16-year veteran and looks like mostly known around the northwest of the UK. And of course, Manchester's going to be a bit of a hometown greeting for Sam Bailey. And it's going to be interesting to see what sort of response he gets in front of his hometown crowd. And I'm sure Tate Mayfair's, wherever he goes, he never gets a pleasant response. But this is going to be a very interesting and Natural Progression Series tournament match, Mike.
Yeah, Sam Bailey, very well respected, especially in Manchester, where he's like the head trainer at Future Shock Academy. Somebody who I've seen wrestle for many years around the Northwest scene as well. Great talent, and it's great to see him get his chance in a Progress ring in the Natural Progression Series. But he could be running into trouble because on a daily basis, I'm reminded on Twitter that tateness is greatness. And this is a star who is on the rise. And him versus Sam Bailey is going to be an absolute brawl. It's going to be great. Looking forward to that one, definitely, on Sunday.
Indeed. And then we've got Tonga versus Nina Samuels. Now, Nina Samuels wrestled a few matches for Progress around 2018, 2019, back inside a Progress wrestling ring for the first time in a few years, and going up against Tonga, who's had several outings for Progress this year. Both of these two individuals have a point to prove, and Manchester, the O2 Ritz, will be the place for them to prove it. But this is going to be a fantastic match between two very strong competitors on the Progress Wrestling female roster.
Yeah, super talented is Nina Samuels. Obviously seen her on NXT UK. Be great to get to see her face Tonga. But Tonga is in sort of her adopted hometown. She's obviously from Sheffield, but then lives in Manchester, wrestles in Manchester a lot. So I feel like it's going to be a bit of a, could possibly be a hometown crowd for Tonga. We'll have to see how that goes down. But I think, you know, both of these women are going to need to pick up that victory. So it's going to be an absolute battle there. So it should be exciting to see what happens.
Absolutely. And then we've got the artist formerly known as Cara Noir Tom Dawkins going up against Elijah. And you mentioned just a moment ago, Mike, that Elijah had a tremendous match against Dan Maloney. And of course, remember that Tom Dawkins cannot use the Madame Guillotine or the Swan Woo under the stipulation set out by Spike Trivet, of course. But this is going to be very interesting. Tom Dawkins, his kind of first match back since losing the moniker of Cara Noir, going up against the very in-form Elijah here, Mike.
Yeah, Elijah, super impressive against Dan Maloney the other week. But it's going to be really interesting to see how Tom Dawkins fares here, because you know what, the way I sort of see it, he's had his whole sort of psyche stripped away here. So Cara Noir's gone completely. And this is this going to be Tom Dawkins, you know, back to basics? Is this guy, was he relying on that sort of personality as Cara Noir to help him, you know, fashion those amazing matches and wins? Is that something that he needs to not be Tom Dawkins to do this, or can he be successful as Tom Dawkins? I'm really interested to see what, you know, Tom Dawkins is going to bring to the ring. And, you know, I think for him to have been so great and for everything he's done, that, you know, that's got to come from within somewhere. So I'm hoping that he'll really show up in Manchester, and it'll be great to see what he brings to the table. And Elijah could have his work cut out for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's going to be one of the most intriguing matches on the show, Mike. And we all know that Tom Dawkins is an exceptionally talented professional wrestler and has many, many tools in his back pockets that we haven't seen yet, that we may not know about. And I'm sure he's been working on his craft and working on that repertoire since Super Strong Style, which is when we saw him last. But another match to look forward to, Kanji will be going up against the Lana Austin Experience, more specifically Sky Smithson, and it will be for the Progress Women's World Championship. But Kanji won't be alone because she will be joined by Rio in her corner. And of course, the Lana Austin Experience, it's the hottest faction in all of professional wrestling as we speak, of course, with the addition of LA Taylor and, of course, Sky Smithson, Lana Austin. And it'll be Sky Smithson who will be in the ring with Kanji with the championship on the line. Give us your thoughts on that one, Mike.
Well, I think Lana Austin's, she knows what Sky Smithson can do. We've all seen Sky in the ring, the villainess, absolutely brilliant wrestler. And I think Lana Austin, as said, basically, go out there, do my bidding for me and win me that championship. I want the championship and you're going to win it for me. And I think that's what she's demanded. And, you know, it could very well happen in the O2 Ritz on Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, we have got a little video that Lana has sent us to play during this hype show. Let's take a little look.
I did it. You did it. The Lana Austin Experience did it. We won. My arm was raised at the end. I was very happy. But as a team, you know, I'm a team player, and as a team, we did great. We really did great.
And while we're talking about the team, we should probably address Rio. Ugh. I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing or who the hell you think you're messing with. This is the Lana Austin Experience. You don't get yourself involved in our business. We were handling the Royal Aces like they deserve to be handled. And you want to come out here and defend them? It's lucky for you that Tonga got involved.
Ugh.
And as... No. No.
Tonga will have nothing to do with us. I do not want her around. I am the superstar. Lana Austin is the superstar. Not her. Not anybody else. Maybe you guys. But again, Lana Austin is the best. We don't need anybody else, okay? She needs to know, and I'm done with this now. I'm going. I need a coffee.
There we go, Mike. Lana Austin has spoken. And like I say, I think she thinks the Lana Austin Experience is all about her. It is named after her. There we go. We shall see how that unfolds on Sunday. And we will have a little bit of a retort from Rio at the very end of this episode. So stay tuned and you will get Rio's response. And Mike, this was announced only last week. But we got a very interesting concept that's also going to be happening on the Deadly Viper Tour, Sidewinder in Manchester.
Yeah, so Super Mob Smash 12, a really interesting, exciting new concept that Progress have decided to unleash on the Deadly Viper Tour. in the O2 Ritz, Manchester. And the whole concept is that the fans have been able to interact and vote online on our social media pages, on Twitter and on Instagram. It's linked to a form where they've been able to pick certain things for the match. So first of all, last week, the fans were able to pick how many. It's definitely 12 competitors, but they can take place in two teams of six, three teams of four teams of three, or six teams of two. And we let the fans pick that. They picked that it was going to be a trios match, so four teams of three people. We then opened it up to the fans to let them pick the teams themselves. So they've actually picked online the exact teams who are going to be taking part, which I can unveil at this time.
Please
so
do.
Team number one that was suggested first by the fans is going to be Gene Money, the Gene Money champion, and the tag team champions, Sunshine Machine, TK Cooper and Chuck Mambo. Obviously, Gene cut a promo on a water slide this week, which is essential viewing if you haven't seen that, to hype up this match. That's exactly the sort of thing I like to see going on. The second team that was picked is going to be all three of the four members of CPF. So the Prince of Pace, Callum Newman, Danny Black and Just Joe Lando are one team of three. And unfortunately, Maverick Mayhew wasn't able to be a part of that, but he's absolutely in a brilliant team as well. Maverick Mayhew is teaming up with Omari, returning to Progress, and Mike Baird returning to Progress once again. And Just Joe Lando himself has called that the dream team online. So, you know, I always remember back to the Survivor Series days of old. Yeah. There was a dream team in that, and then this is the dream team here. And then, you know, we've got a team of what might be called the Outsiders, but we've got a couple of... Well, Keenan Krishna is going to be returning, which is great to see the Keenan back in a Progress ring. Obviously, Northwest Strong. Vaughn Vertigo is going to be back in Progress as well. And their teammate is going to be 2-Bit. So it's going to be great to see 2-Bit in a Progress ring. The Rat King himself. And we'll be able to see what he brings to the table in Super Mob Smash 12. The concept, I believe, is that if you win the match and you... Well, I think initially it was going to be if you pin a champion, you win the belt. But I think that got changed slightly so that if you pick up the win, you get to take on the champion of your choosing. So it's almost like a Money in the Bank situation where they will get a title opportunity later on in the year or at a time of their choosing. So with 12 exciting competitors in there, four teams of three in the O2 Ritz Manchester, it's just going to be chaos. I believe there's some sort of computer game theme. I may be dressed as Mario and Lee McAteer may be dressed as Luigi. We just don't know. It could happen. We'll have to see what happens in Manchester on Sunday.
Wow, unbelievable. Such a unique concept, such a fun concept. And like I say, a lot of it put together by your fans online. So absolutely tremendous. And the final match we're going to be talking about, of course, is the Sovereign Lord, Spike Treve, against Dan Maloney. Now, my understanding is that this will be a non-title match. And of course, as you mentioned earlier in Dan Maloney's match against Elijah, we saw a lot of emotion from Dan Maloney. And of course, he cut a promo recently that's aired on the Progress YouTube channel. Very, very passionate. He certainly has his eyes set firmly on the Sovereign Lord, Spike Treve. This is going to be a banger on Sunday in Manchester, Mike.
Yeah, well, Spike Treve has certainly stuck his nose in Dan Maloney's business. And Dan Maloney, you know, they are two people who are sort of very different characters. And, you know, Driller is, you know, always on the warpath. So it'll be exciting to see what he brings to Manchester. And I certainly wouldn't want to be Spike Treve going into this one. And Spike better hope that his big buddy's there with him, because he's going to need him going against Dan Maloney. Dan is one of the best wrestlers in the UK, the Super Fight Soldier, you know, the British wrestling machine. Dan Maloney has got his target set on Spike Treve, and you know, I certainly would not want to be the Sovereign Lord.
So you have to be there, Manchester O2 Ritz, and to get your tickets are still available, I understand, Mike. Just go to progresswrestling.com/tickets. It will transport you to the Dice FM app where you can get your tickets today. So if you live in the Manchester area or near the northwest and you want a bit of Progress action, you've got some tremendous matches there. You've got some natural progression series quarterfinal matches and some challenges Championship matches. Let's just run down the matches that have been announced one more time. And of course, you've got the NPS series, NPS quarterfinal match there between Leon Slater and Liam Slater, which is going to be absolutely tremendous. Another quarterfinal match between Tate Mayfairs and Sam Bailey, hometown boy, of course. Tonga versus Nina Samuels, the returning Nina Samuels. Tom Dawkins versus Elijah is another match. As we said, very unpredictable. We haven't seen Tom Dawkins, the stripped back version of Tom Dawkins, since he lost that match to Spike Trevet at Super Strong Style. And then, of course, we got the Progress Women's Championship match, Kanji versus Sky Smithson from the Lana Austin Experience. And, of course, we mentioned Super Mob Smash 12 and the 12 competitors, the four teams of three, of course, as Mike so eloquently went through there. And then, of course, we've got the Driller and Dan Maloney versus the Sovereign Lord Spike Trevet. So much to look forward to, so much to get your teeth into. If you haven't done so already, you live in the Northwest, like I say, you're a Progress Wrestling fan, you have to get yourself down to the O2 Ritz and just go to progresswrestling.com/tickets. Do it today. As SoCal Val would say, don't be that guy that misses out. You will be kicking yourself. But Mike, a tremendous show. And like I say, that's just another leg on the Deadly Viper Tour. And it's been a fantastic tour so far.
So, the Deadly Viper Tour, it's been amazing so far. We've had title changes. We've had all sorts of great experiences, great matches, returns. It's been so exciting. Every city's welcomed us with open arms. And, you know, it's great to see the fans enjoying wrestling, back out enjoying wrestling. Obviously, we've been to Sheffield, Newcastle, and then it's going to be, Birmingham as well the other week. Been amazing. And then looking forward to Manchester. And then we've still got Cardiff to go as well. So, exciting times. And I know Manchester is a city absolutely rich with wrestling heritage and all sorts of great wrestling events. Only last week, Soft Pro had their debut show there. Yeah. So big shout out to those guys. What a great show they put on. And also where Future Shock obviously runs in Manchester. Another great show there last week by them. And we had Inside the Ropes in Manchester last week as well with William Regal in town. So that was amazing, obviously, for the fans in attendance to that. And we hope everyone who was at those shows will join us in the O2 Ritz on Sunday and come and enjoy a Progress show. It's going to be amazing.
It's the hottest ticket in town. You've got to be there. Speaking of the hottest ticket in town, the Deadly Viper Tour continues. And you mentioned there that the next leg of the tour after Manchester, of course, is going to be Cardiff, back at the Tram Shed, where we were just a few short weeks ago. Clash at a Castle weekends, Sunday the 3rd of September. And we are back there for Codename Snake Charmer, the 16th of October. That's just a couple of weeks' time. And your guest host, of course, is going to be Session Moth Martina. Besides that, we also know that FSU, Mark Andrews and Eddie Dennis, they'll be reforming their legendary tag team in Cardiff on the 16th of October, and they will be in action. And one match that we do know of is, of course, Joe Lando versus Nico Angelo, another quarterfinal match in the Natural Progression series from the Tram Shed in Cardiff. Mike, like I say, we don't know too much at the moment, but what we do know is very exciting.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. We're looking forward to being in Cardiff. And obviously, with Session Moth being the host, we know there is going to be a party in the Tram Shed that day. It's going to be absolutely crazy. And, you know, Session Moth, it's always, always going to be a party. There's going to be beers flowing. It's going to be a great afternoon. It's going to be a great way to end the Deadly Viper Tour. Looking forward to it so much. And I also believe it's been announced as well that Kid Bandit will be appearing at that show as well. So that'll be great to welcome Kid Bandit over to the UK. Did see Bandit last week at Soft Pro. Was amazing and going to be so exciting to see Kid Bandit in a Progress ring. Looking forward to that so much. And in Cardiff, it's just going to be it's going to be a great day. If you've not got your tickets yet for that one, make sure to pick them up. They are selling fast. And Jonas, he's got the link there ready for you.
There we go. It's all ticking down the bottom of the screen there. Progresswrestling.com/tickets. And I'm sure that the link to that will be in the description to this show. Just click on that. It will take you straight through to the Dice FM app. Get your tickets today. You mentioned at the very top of this hype show, Mike, one more show that's going to be happening before the end of the month. And that is, of course, Wrestling Witchface Trick or Treat, the 23rd of October from the spiritual home. Or should I say the the spooky home of Progress Wrestling, and that's going to be the Electric Ballroom in Camden, of course. And like I say, we know that FSU are going to be in Cardiff, but they're also going to be back in Camden, returning as a team. FSU will be back in the ballroom for the first time in a long time, wrestling Witchface. That's going to be, like I say, a tremendous occasion. Like I say, seeing FSU back in the Progress ring in the ballroom is going to be extra special.
Brilliant stuff, yeah. And it's going to be the spookiest show of the year. I believe people have said they're going to be visiting in fancy dress and all sorts. I'm sure there'll be some ghoulish goings on that day. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to be good fun. Good fun for all. I've also been told that Baby Allison's going to be appearing at that show as well. So it'd be great to welcome Baby Allison. And, you know, just looking forward to it. It's going to be an amazing show. So we've got Manchester, Cardiff, and then London. And we hope you can join us for all of them. And Jonas, moments to see you at least one of the shows.
Absolutely. I plan to be going to the Cardiff show, and hopefully I'll be in the ballroom at the end of the month for Wrestling Witchface. But Mike, we saw the Lana Austin Experience earlier on, and they were kind of throwing out some words, in particular to Rio. Now, Rio did retort with her very own piece to camera that dropped earlier on this week on the Progress socials. But Mike, before we hand it over to Rio to close out the show, I just want to thank you for being a fantastic co-host. And like I say, we look forward to seeing you at one of the Progress shows very, very soon.
Definitely, mate. Thanks so much as always. Great job, Jonas. And looking forward to seeing everybody at a couple of our shows in the next few weeks. We've got loads to go before the end of the year, and we can't wait for you all to join us there. And I'll see you there, my friend.
Absolutely. Progresswrestling.com/tickets is where you need to go right now. Do not miss out. But I'm going to leave the final words to Rio.
Lana, you're probably wondering why I came out then, didn't you? Let me tell you why. Because I'm getting on a little sick and tired of you and your two little minions that follow you around the Lana Austin Experience, thinking that they can do whatever they please. You beat Kanji down, and then you thought you could do the same with the Royal Aces? No, not on my watch. You see, that kind of behaviour, that bullying mentality that you seem to have developed, does not sit well with me. And as for Tonga, I don't know what her problem is. Is it because I beat her? Because I made her tap to me? I don't know. But you and your little gang are not going to carry on. Trust me.